The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Yes, it's Mardi Gras time, Mardi Gras Mambo. I hope you got your beads ready for all the parades going on this weekend on the beach, in town, tonight. It's just going to be fun for everybody. And so you want to be in good health, right? So you can go to all these events and do all these things. So I'm so pleased to have in the studio with us Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, who is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
Again, too, to get out.
I know. Yes. It's going to be gorgeous. Yes. So everything's going to be good. Everybody's getting in the spirit of things. And I know that you will be, too. That's the first I said, what song do you want to play? Yes. She goes, Mardi Gras. What else? Mardi Gras. There's no other choice.
Yeah. I love that Pensacola has the spirit of Mardi Gras in it as well. So it's I have a few patients that they're excited because they're starting to feel better. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them are going actually over to New Orleans. And
No kidding.
Oh, yes. I've got patients that are in their 50s and 60s that, you know, they don't want to let their pain or whatever get in the way. You know, they still want to live. So I say, okay, what's your goal? Let's make it happen.
Well, I never really thought about someone coming to acupuncture to get ready for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, yeah, right? And even after, you know, to detox.
Especially after,
After, but, you know, we gotta build up your immune system. And, you know, if you're having any type of pain or difficulty walking or anything, you know, Mardi Gras and all the parades, it's an endurance event. So you have to get through it. Especially for all the people in the crews, you know, going to all the parades. You've got your parade tonight, parade tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then the beach parade on Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah,
you got to pace yourself, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Pace yourself. But, you know, that's an interesting thing because so often when we have these big weekends, when you get to the holidays, you kind of go through mm-hmm. it. We've been celebrating Mardi Gras for weeks now with all the crew balls and all the different events. But talk a little bit about that because even the good stuff can give us stress.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And you can get worn down, not getting enough sleep. So how can acupuncture and some of the natural remedies that you have mm-hmm. at your center, how can those things help people during times like this when it's good?
Yes, yeah. So we can keep your immune system up because you're going to be around a lot of people. There's a lot of people carrying different viruses mm-hmm. and the cold is coming around, the flu is coming around and allergies.
Well, the fluctuations in weather too.
Exactly.
I don't even know what to wear anymore.
No.
Just like I'm doing the layering thing.
Right, and the change of weather, we see a lot more, and we were kind of talking about this before we get on, lung patterns. And mm-hmm. what I mean by lung patterns is more cough, phlegm, congestion, nasal congestion, ear congestion, watery eyes. We see a lot more of that this time of year. Mm-hmm. And some of it can be allergies, and then some of it can also be with the changes of the weather and people traveling and coming down for spring break and everything. So we've got a lot of different viruses and stuff that are going on, but we can build that immune system. Whether sometimes people have low immune systems, so if you have an autoimmune issue or even people that have gone through chemo or radiation, mm-hmm. maybe you have a lower immune system and can't fight off this.
So can't you also just get run down when you're not getting enough sleep?
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, the rest of the country rests after the holidays. We just go right into the festival season.
Right. So
we just keep on going, but it's great because it's fun. It's good, but... Yeah, you get run down and you have all of these other priorities that you have to do, plus everyday life and work and kids. And so you always want to make sure you take time for yourself and you take that time. So you put your oxygen mask on first mm-hmm. and so you can take care of others and enjoy you know, this beautiful weather.
Absolutely. So we're talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons on Pep Talk, our expert panel, and she is an expert on health, on wellness, and acupuncture. So if you have a question, maybe something you'd like to know more about, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. That's what Pep Talk's all about. We're the expert panel, and the expert is in the house. So, okay, so aches and pains, stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Explain how acupuncture helps that.
Okay.
Because I kind of understand. I know it's right. Sort of an energy in your electrical system in your body, but yep. I suspect your explanation is going to be a lot better than mine.
Yeah. So it works differently on the body, but, you know, kind of a simple explanation to that is that it triggers different processes in the body. So say we're having an immune issue problem. Mm-hmm. There's certain points that we place that boost the immune system. If we're having pain and inflammation, an issue with that, there's certain points that we place in the body and it triggers the body to produce different neurotransmitters. It just depends on what you're coming in for. So the body naturally wants to heal. It's trying to heal. Stress, chronic pain, you know, just other factors in life stop it from healing. And we've kind of gotten away from more natural ways to heal. And there's a lot of different ways we put a Band-Aid on it. Mm-hmm. And we can only go for so long with a certain Band-Aid or, you know, before the body starts to really break down. And then it seems like a lot of things don't work anymore. You know, the caffeine that you take to try and get you going, you know, the vitamins.
Glass, yeah. The glass of wine that you have that's not working anymore.
Yeah, to help you go to sleep, especially, you know, women, you will wake up at 2 a.m. anyway if we get a glass of wine at night. So it's just a reset of the body. We're trying to bring it back to a place where it has a good foundation, a good soil, in order for us to heal the body. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it allows the body to respond better to stress, respond better. So if there is flu going around, that you're able to naturally fight it off. And we can't take away all the stresses in the world, but we can change the body and how it responds to it, so it's in a healthier, more productive manner, in which it was made to do. Our body was made to constantly fight off different things. You know, our body is doing all of these different processes that we don't even realize. You know, we don't even realize that we're breathing and our heart is going and cells are replicating and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what the body can do, but sometimes it kind of hits a wall. Mm-hmm. And acupuncture and our treatments help to reset the body so you can feel human again and you can start to do the things that you want to do. So.
And I would assume then your immune system gets stronger, kicks into place.
Yeah.
And so again, that unconscious health is just there for you, because now you're kind of operating kind of like a car. You're operating on all the cylinders,
and like a car, you know, you have to consistently do a tune-up. You have to change the tires,
change the filter.
You can't just ignore the check engine light. Like you can't just put a Band-Aid over the check engine light and go, oh, I can go a few more miles, because you know what, one day you're going to be off to the side of the road and people are just going to be driving by, and that's another thing. You kind of have to take accountability for your own health. You have to show up for yourself. And I tell a lot of my patients that too. You know, I will be here and I will, you know, treat you as long as we need to go, but you got to show up for yourself too. And you have to show up for yourself outside of the treatments too. Mm-hmm. You can't just come in and be like, I'm going to get one treatment and then everything will change.
Right.
You know, I will kind of call you out on that, but, you know, like it's a consistent thing, and it might've taken you a while to get to this point. So it's peeling layers of the onion. We have to, you know, get you back to your most ideal self and health.
Mm-hmm. And so with pain, of course, there's if you can do the acupuncture, a lot of times it can be very preventative. Mm-hmm. But if you get to that point, like you say, where you come in and now you have lower back pain or you have a sciatic nerve that's bothering you, those kinds of things, acupuncture can help that.
Yes, definitely. Acupuncture really excels at low back pain, neck pain, And I've had a lot of people with sciatica and piriformis syndrome.
What is that, piriformis?
So piriformis is kind of that, it's a muscle deep in the butt. And a lot of runners will get it, athletes will get it. But it's a different type of pain and pattern than sciatica. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different muscles and ligaments and everything in that, you know, pelvic area. So when you come in, we just have to I just have to assess with you, talk over with you, you know, in the consultation on, okay, is this really sciatica? Because it may be a different pattern. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's running down the leg. It's just sciatica. So we want to make sure that it's nothing to do with the different structures. Or if you do come in with low back pain and hip pain, okay, well, we have to treat the low back pain for sure, because if we don't treat kind of the source of where the pain came from, then we are not going to be, we're going to treat the hip, but then you're probably just going to come back later on. Because, so we have to treat the whole body.
Because the other part of the body is not going to overcompensate for what the part that's injured is doing or not doing.
It's kind of like if you have, you know, two flat tires and you just change one and you're still clunking around, you know, on the road.
It's not going to work.
No.
But I think one of the things that's good about what you do at Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola is that Dr. Gibbons also has exposure and experience in Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe that that makes a difference, so that you're actually able to incorporate your knowledge and experience from that side of medicine and add to it acupuncture and the other natural remedies that you provide.
Yeah, it's great to know that other, I guess, world, because you understand what the patients have gone through. They've had gotten this test, they've gotten this injections, their labs read this. And then because Eastern and Western medicine are kind of two different worlds, and I feel like I'm able to integrate and talk both languages, whether people come from more an Eastern medicine background or they've tried everything in Western medicine and they don't understand, well, how does Eastern medicine help when Western medicine couldn't help me? And because it is a different type of process, it's not like just an injection and you'll be fixed. It's, again, going back to getting to the root of the problem, which when it, we're getting to the root of the problem, it just, it does take a little bit longer. But they're more lasting results compared to just a quick fix.
So what are some of the things that you do at Acupuncture and Wellness in addition to acupuncture?
So we will add, depending on the patient and depending if, you know, I feel you would need this, and we of course discuss it. But we also have something called ATP resonance biotherapy, which is a microcurrent that helps regenerate some of the cells and boost the cells' productivity and how they're communicating with each other. Because some of our cells are, they're worn out, or you know, they're just not functioning the way they would. And what I mean, like some nerve cells. So say if somebody has neuropathy, which is numbness, tingling, pain, and usually the feet and the hands, those cells are having a difficult time communicating with each other. This adds to the acupuncture. We'll put the ATP on, and they're like little pads. They're just a small amount of microcurrent, but it helps to boost the treatment, and it helps to help people get better faster. And then we also offer O3 regenerative therapy, which is an ozone therapy, and that helps with allergies. It helps with migraines, that brain fog that we all feel, especially after Mardi Gras.
Do you think you could bring that into the studio for me?
Yes.
My brain fog. I'm just kidding.
I'll be honest. I mean, I had a quite a bit of brain fog this week, so I was sitting in the back, and I'm like, you know, just have that on. But it really does help because it is a anti-inflammatory. It's an antibacterial, antiviral. So it does help. And then, you know, of course, we'll also talk about some diet. Not that I'm not going to be like, no, you need to change this and this. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that we just don't know about. You know, we go through our life and there is brain fog or there is issues with digestion. Okay, well, what if we cut this out for a week and try it and see? You know, like there's different, we have to look at the entire situation and we have to look at your stress and we have to look at this. And yes, we can't, you know, take away your kids and send them away or anything like that, but we can help the body respond better to the different types of stress.
Excellent. We're listening. If you just join us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, she is here talking about acupuncture and wellness of Pensacola and all the ways that this type of medicine can help you feel better and get your body kind of back on track and get balanced. So if you have a question about that, or maybe you've got something that's bothering you right now when you got up Friday morning and your back is hurting, or something, text in your question, 850-437-1620. I know she'll do her best to answer your questions. And speaking of that, if I wanted to come in to see you, mm-hmm. is it the initial consultation or is there a fee with that? How does that work? If I wanted to come to you as a new patient, how would that work? What would I need to do?
It is a $30 fee for, in March, though, we're waiving the fee. Yes.
Excellent. So that starts tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, yes, it does.
I can't believe March is here already, but yes.
Yeah, I had to think about that. So you would call the office and just set up a consultation with me. So it'll be about 20 to 30 minutes and we'll have you fill out some paperwork and I'll come in, talk to you about, you know, what your main complaint is and we'll go over the health history that you've gone through because we have to look at everybody individually. Not everybody that comes for back pain has had it as long or has it as severe. And so after I'll talk with you, I'll develop a treatment plan so we can get to what your goal is. Of course, we'll talk about what your goal is, what your expectations are. And if I feel like I can help you, then I will tell you, okay, how we need to get from 0 to 180, you know, and how long it will take, how many treatments it will take. And then after that, we can start treatment the same day or we can schedule you out for the future.
Okay. Yep. So if you're interested, what's the phone number?
It is 530-530-1028. Sorry.
One more time. Brain fog happening on Friday morning.
Yes. 850-530-1028.
There you go. Well, I find it fascinating. I'm always very interested in any ways that we can do to help ourselves relieve mm-hmm. stress and anxiety. And from my own experience, I also know that this works for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we always will work, you know, either with, and I'm not saying you have to do our treatments or Western treatments, you know, a lot of times we integrate, people are on certain medications, whether it be for anxiety or pain or sleep or whatever. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that can enhance the medications or sometimes people just want to get off the medications. Mm-hmm. So they discuss that with their primary care physician or whoever, prescribe the prescriptions and they will say, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better. Can we reduce this? Or, you know, they have that conversation. So there's a lot of different ways, you know, we work with chiropractic, with physical therapy, you know, so just because you're seeing us doesn't mean you can't, you know, have other therapies in with treatments.
Well, I think that's what I like about what you do is because you're able to, you know, respect both the Western and this medicine and try to find the best solution because we're all so different.
Yes.
But I also appreciate what you said earlier about sometimes we put the Band-Aid on it mm-hmm. by either overeating or, you know, maybe taking a medication that we probably shouldn't be taking that's not necessarily healing. It just kind of masks the pain.
Yeah.
And so with this, you're actually getting to the pain. You're actually getting to the root of the problem.
Right, right. And I think a lot of people don't feel like they're in charge of their health mm-hmm. or in charge of their body. So they do these other things and it's just kind of like they don't have any hope or they just kind of give up. So they're just like, well, I'll try this. Well, I'll try that, you know, and I don't know how many, like yesterday we had a patient that came in and he has peripheral neuropathy can't walk. Young in his 50s and had to shut down his business and everything.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So it really, things that changed his life. And he was having issues with Western medicine. He's like, the medications weren't, you know, working for me or anything. So a lot of times people come in and they're like, I have no other hope. And things like that, you know, we're able to give people hope, you know, with things that Western medicine may fall short on, you know, Eastern medicine really does well.
Okay. So then if anyone is hesitant, what, when you work with someone, what has been one of your success stories?
Had a lot of success stories.
See, that's her face lit up when I said that. So that's the good news.
Oh my gosh, we have a few fertility patients.
Oh,
and
this will help with that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. So infertility, we've had women that have been trying for years, have had numerous miscarriages, and within, you know, 2-3 months, or have even tried in vitro fertilization, and, you know, have gone 2-3 cycles, but they come to us, you know, and it's not, again, an overnight sensation kind of thing, but you know, worked with us for 2-4 months, and I have a couple of patients that are now, they're, you know, now into their second, third trimester, which they had never even gotten, you know, past 7 weeks with pregnancy. So it's really exciting. At the same time, it's like, oh, let's, you know, and then and then when the baby's born, then it's really exciting.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
must be very gratifying.
Yeah. And then we have a lot of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, even 80s. You know, they want to stay independent. They don't want to go to assisted living facility. And so it's nice to see when we help with their back pain or their hip pain, or even their peripheral neuropathy, so they can continue to drive. Because that's a big thing, too. You know, you don't want to lose your independence. So that's great when patients can continue to drive safely when their feet aren't numb, and they continue to be independent and are able to live life.
So in many ways, this treatment can give people their freedom.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And that's kind of why I got into this medicine, too, is because everybody wants a good quality of life. Yes, we can live until 100 years old, but we want to enjoy it while we're alive, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't want to just sit there in a recliner and watch TV all day. I mean, if you want to,
well,
that's cool too. But
it's okay on Saturday, maybe.
Yeah. But a lot of people around here, you know, it's such a beautiful area, and there's so many things to do and explore. So that's kind of, that's our mission, you know, just to get everybody enjoying life and having freedom in life.
So the wellness is so important. And if you are just tuning in, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So if you could give your information, how people can get in touch with you once again.
So you can call us at 850-530-1028 and call. You can set up a consultation. And then you can also learn more at awpensacola.com. And we have a lot of information, blog posts, and everything on our website.
Okay. So this has been great. We're getting ready for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And
yes.
So Dr. Gibbons is here. First thing she said, we have to play a Mardi Gras song.
Play the Mardi. Go dance out there. Everybody go dance.
Go dancing. Are you going to be going out this weekend?
I think so. I mean, it's so nice, especially going out and seeing the parades and just,
It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, if you're interested in getting some help, maybe you've got some, you said your neuropathy. What was it?
Peripheral neuropathy.
I can't even say that. Oh my goodness.
Neuropathy, people know.
Okay. Yeah. They know if you've got it, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Back pain, stress, anxiety, so many different things, but really just getting the body in alignment so they can fight off all these colds and things that people are getting right now. That's so important.
Yes.
Okay, one more time. We got a minute left.
Okay. We've got, so give us a call, 850-530-1028. And then you can visit our website at awpensacola.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. This has been Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And where are you located? Do you take walk-ins? People could come in and make an appointment?
We don't do walk-ins.
Oh, okay.
But you can walk in and make an appointment, and we can answer some questions, too. I've got great staff up front that can answer as many questions. But we're at 6706 North 9th Avenue, Suite E2. And we're on the same, we're next to Sunny's. So,
oh, well, what a good segue.
Yes.
Guess who's coming in next?
Yes, because we can always smell how great the food is next to us when we leave. So, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gibbons. Appreciate you coming in this morning.